Blog Talk Radio.
You in your car, you at the house, on your job, be encouraged, boo. Come on! A long way. That's why we love you. Come on!
Hello, everybody, and welcome. Welcome to this edition of UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. Praise the Lord. If you want to know what UCA stands for those of you who don't, it stands for United Christian Ambassadors. So therefore, if you are a true believer in Jesus Christ our Lord, then you are an ambassador for Christ. Amen? Yes, you represent the kingdom of God. You represent heaven. Your citizenship is in heaven. And we are here as ambassadors to win souls for Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. I am your host. I'm Pastor T. Meyer McCain of Church of Jesus Christ Ministry. which is located at 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. I'll repeat that. 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. Our services start at 1:30 p.m. every Sunday. That's in the afternoon, 1:30 p.m. So you can go to your regular church in the morning and come and visit us in the afternoon. Make a full day of worshiping and praising the Lord and receiving instructions and directions and messages and all of that, okay? Make a full day of it and come and visit us. And if you're looking for a church home, let our home, our church, be your home, okay? Praise the Lord. All right, now text or inbox all your friends and family members and tell them to dial in for this special edition of UCA Radio. Really good message today. The number is 646-668-8537. Once again, that's 646-668-8537. Tell them to dial that number now if they just want to dial in and listen to the program, or just tell them to look for my post on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Just click on the link where you see the post of today's show to listen from your computer, okay? Or, you know, listen from your computer. You can actually click on the link today and all this week on Facebook. So wherever you see the post on Facebook, just click on the picture or the link, okay? And you can hear this message all week. All righty? Okay, or you can just go to blogtalkradio.com and look for Solar Records Radio and then click on UCA Radio. And you can even find you can even look for Christian Talk. Some of our programs on Christian Talk, as a matter of fact, all of them are on Blog Talk Radio under Solar Records Radio. And then you just look for whichever one you want, UCA Radio or Christian Talk, and just click on it, and you can hear the entire program. All righty? Don't forget, we have a book. It's called Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery by Pastor T. Meyer McCain. It's available on Amazon right now. You can call and order the book right now. Order a couple of them. And give them out if you want to, but bless a few people in your family or your friends with this book. This is a really good book. I advise that you read this book in a quiet place where there's no distraction, and you can feel the Spirit of the Lord coming upon you as He downloads the revelations, the revelation of Himself and of the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit and you, who you are in Him. So be sure to get the book, Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery by Pastor T. Meyer McCain. Also, I'd like to encourage all of you to visit our webpage. It's churchofjesuschristministry.com. Churchofjesuschristministry.com. Go ahead and visit our webpage. When you get on the page, you'll see those three little lines on the left. Just go ahead and click on those, and then you can navigate all throughout the webpage, okay? You can, if you want to order the book, you can go to where it says books, and you click on that. It'll take you right to Amazon, and you can order Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery, or you can click on media, and it will take you to The Message of Life with T. Meyer and Tasila McCain on hsbn.tv. There's a lot of programs on there. You'll see you can click whichever program you want to listen to with T. Meyer and Tasila McCain. The Message of Life on hsbn.tv with T. Meyer and Tasila McCain. You can also catch us on YouTube. You can put T. Meyer and Tasila McCain up there, or T. Meyer McCain. You can just put my name and all of this will pop up, okay? And you can watch the program. And in case you don't know how to spell my name, it's T-I-E-M-E-Y-E-R, T. Meyer. The last name is McCain, M-C-C-A-I-N. And Tasila, her name is spelled T-O-S-I-E-L-A, Tasila. Okay, so just put that on there and go to hsbn.tv, The Message of Life with T. Meyer and Tasila McCain, or bring us up on YouTube and you can choose whatever program you want to listen to, okay? Also, while you're on the web page, churchofjesuschristministry.com, you might want to go to songs, and you click on that, and I have a video for you to see. It's a music video of my song, Jesus So Beautiful. You'll love it. It's really nice, okay? So visit us, and, you know, and be blessed, all right? Praise the Lord. Stay right there. Don't go away. We're going to come right back and get right into our message for today. So don't go away. Stay right there. Listening to UCA Radio, where you will hear music and a message. I'm Pastor T. Meyer McCain, and we're going to get right into our message for today. And our message for today is entitled, Choices. Choices. Praise the Lord. Father God, I ask that you open the hearts and minds of everyone listening to this broadcast today. Bless them, Lord, and help them to understand what you are trying to tell them. Help them to receive. Help us all, Lord. We are your people, and we need to get a clear understanding of who we are in this hour. We need to have clear instructions on what we are to do in this day and age and how to continue to walk before you to the best of our ability, to walk upright before you to the best of our ability. Give us your wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and help us to know your word and the deepness, the depths of your word, Lord. Let it be in us. In the name of the Holy One, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Choices. Choices. God gave us a free will. And with that free will, we have choices. And we are faced with choices every day. We have a choice to go to work or stay home, take a shower or not, wash the car or not, sin or not sin, read your Bible or not read your Bible, pray or not pray. We have many choices, and we make choices almost every minute of the day in some way. Some choices are no big deal, but there are some choices that can change your life forever. Like, for example, Adam and Eve made a choice, and their choice caused all of mankind to become fallen nature people, born in sin and shaped in iniquity. They chose to disobey a direct command of God. Genesis chapter 2, verse 17. The Lord said, "But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, in the day that you eat of that tree, you will surely die." They disobeyed God and ate of that tree, although God straight out commanded them, "Do not eat of that tree." They ate and they died within a day, as in 1,000 years. You know, keep in mind, a day with the Lord is as 1,000 years. 1,000 years is as a day with the Lord. And Adam died at 930 years old, just 70 years short of 1,000. So within that day, he died, just like the Lord said. The Lord told Noah to build an ark. He had the choice to obey the Lord or disobey. Well, praise God, because he chose to obey the Lord. Genesis chapter 6, verse 13. "And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth." Noah made the right choice. He built the ark with the help of his sons and their wives, his wife, and even Methuselah took part in building the ark. And 7 days after Methuselah's death, the flood came. The Lord told Abraham to leave his kindred or his kinfolk and just go to a land that the Lord would show him. Abraham obeyed, but had no idea where he was going. He just left, looking for a city not built with human hands. Hebrews 11, verses 8 through 10. "By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went or where he was going. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God." In other words, Abraham was looking for the kingdom of God. Abraham was also faced with making another choice. Sarah wanted him to be with her handmaid so that she could have children through her. Abraham had the choice to tell Sarah, "No, I will not do this." But he chose to obey her. That was a big mistake. by Abraham obeying Sarah, that made him mix his seed with an Egyptian. And remember, the Lord once wanted his pure seed. And he mixed his seed because Hagar was an Egyptian. And he wasn't to mix his seed. But he did that at Sarah's request. The Lord had already told Abraham that he was going to bless his seed, his pure seed, and cause his seed to multiply. But they just went and took matters into their own hands and tried to make it happen themselves. Sarah's handmaid had a son by the name of Abraham. Sarah's handmaid is Hagar, and she had a son by Abraham named Ishmael. They named him Ishmael. And then several years later, Sarah had a son. Now, her son was the pure seed. He was a son that God had promised to them, and his name was Isaac, the promised seed. It was through his lineage, it was through his line that the Messiah would come. But because of their mistake of doing their own will by having Ishmael, the seed of Isaac and the seed of Ishmael are at war with each other to this very day. Muslims and Israelites and all these other nations, that they all came from the seed of Ishmael. These other nations other than Israel, Rebecca also took matters into her own hands when she moved her son Jacob to deceive his father Isaac in order to receive Esau's birthright. God had already told her when they were babies in her womb that the older will serve the younger. Jacob was the younger child and Rebecca's favorite. They were twins, but Esau was the firstborn. But Rebecca wanted to be sure, so she had Jacob to pretend to be his brother Esau in order to get his birthright. So she had him to pretend, in other words, to lie to Isaac, Jacob's father. A birthright, just to get the birthright, but this was a birthright that God had already told Rebecca that it belonged to Jacob. It was already Jacob's birthright. Rebecca didn't have to do anything, but she did it anyway. When Jacob tried to tell his mother that she was wrong for having him to deceive his father, Rebecca said these words in Genesis 27, verse 13. And his mother said unto him, upon me be thy curse, my son. Only obey my voice and go fetch me them. She told him to, go get the meat so that she can make food for Isaac, so that she can present Jacob to Isaac and Isaac can bless Jacob, thinking that Jacob was Esau, to give him the birthright. So she had this all planned up. But she placed a curse upon herself by saying, upon me be thy curse, my son. She placed a curse upon herself by the decision or choice that she made. And it came to pass that Rebecca never saw her favorite son, Jacob, again right after that. Because right after that, Esau was going to kill Jacob, so she had to get Jacob out of there. And when he left, she never saw him again. She never saw him again. She died without ever seeing Jacob again. She never saw Jacob's wives or his children. She made the wrong choice. God told Moses to go to Pharaoh and tell him to let his people Israel go. But Moses begged the Lord to choose someone else because he didn't want to do it. But when he finally submitted to the will of the Lord and chose to obey God, then he was very successful. Then Moses had to test the people after they tried to rebel against the Lord in the wilderness. Exodus 32, verse 26. Then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, whoever It's for the Lord, come to me. And all the sons of Levi gathered together to him. All the sons of Levi came to him. The sons of Levi made the right choice. The children of Israel was given many chances to choose who they were going to serve. And if they chose to serve other gods, then God would have given them up. He would have given them up to their own choices. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 15 through 20. The Lord says, see, I have set before you this day life and good and evil, in that I command you this day to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that you may live and multiply, and the Lord your God shall bless you in the land where you go, wherever you go, to possess it. But if your heart turn away, he's telling them now, if your heart turn away so that you will not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I will denounce unto you this day that you shall surely perish, and that you shall not prolong your days upon the earth or upon the land, whether you pass over Jordan to go to possess it. You won't prolong your days. The Lord gave them a choice. Follow me or not. Continuing, the Lord says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life. The Lord is encouraging you, telling you which one to choose. Choose life. He's telling you to make the right choice. Choose life, that both you and your seed may live, that you may love the Lord your God, and that you may obey his voice, and that you may cleave unto him, for he is your life and the strength of your days, that you may dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. We have choices in this hour as well. Choose Jesus, who is our life, or choose Satan, who is your death. Joshua was told to take the children of Israel across the Jordan to the promised land, and Joshua made the right choice when he chose to obey. Then Joshua had to give the people a choice to choose God or men and their gods. Joshua 24, verse 15, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, this was his decision. He said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua made the right choice for him and his family. Samson's parents, here's another situation, wanted Samson to choose among the women of Israel for him to have a wife. But he chose a woman who was not even his wife of the Philistines, and it cost him his life because she sided with the Philistines and revealed the secret of his strength, which eventually caused his death. Samson made the wrong choice. The wrong choice in women. Be careful. Women, stop making the wrong choices in men. And men, stop making the wrong choice in women. The wrong choice can kill you. It can hurt you real bad. If you make wrong choices in your life about different things, it can really kill you. So be careful in all things. King David chose to take Uriah's wife, Bathsheba, to commit adultery, and it cost the lives of two innocent people. Uriah, who David set up to be killed in battle, and the baby itself that was born between David and Bathsheba. They had a child from their adultery. The child died because of the choice they made to sin in the sight of the Lord. So two people died because of their choice to sin. There was another time David had to make a choice of which punishment he would take when he counted the people. The Lord gave him a choice. The Lord was very displeased with David when he counted the people, but he did it anyway. 2 Samuel 24, verses 10 through 14. And David's heart smote him after that he had numbered the people. And David said unto the Lord, I have sinned greatly in that I have done. And now I beseech thee, O Lord, take away the iniquity of your servant, for I have done very foolishly. He was repenting. For when David was up in the morning, the word of the Lord came unto the prophet Gad. The prophet Gad, David's seer or David's prophet, saying, Go and say unto David, Thus saith the Lord, I offer you three things. Choose you one of them. The Lord is giving David a choice of what punishment that the Lord should give him. He said, Choose thee one of them, that I may do it unto you. So Gad came to David and told him and said unto him, Shall 7 years of famine come unto you in your land? This is one of them. Or will you flee 3 months before your enemies while they pursue you? Or that there be 3 days pestilence in the land? Now advise and see what answer I shall return to him that sent me. And David said unto Gad, I am in a great strait. Let us fall now into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are great, and let me not fall into the hand of man. David made the right choice to fall into the hand of the Lord because he knows that the Lord is gracious and merciful. Solomon made the bad choice. He made a bad choice by building places of worship for the pagan gods of his many wives, his many pagan wives. He lost his glory of being wise, the wisest man in the world, to being a fool, used by demons. 1 Kings chapter 11, verses 6 through 8. And Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord and went not fully after the Lord, as did David his father. Then did Solomon build an high place for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, these demon gods, in the hill that is before Jerusalem, and for Molech, another demon god, the abomination of the children of Ammon, because some of his wives was of Moab. They were Moab women and Ammonite women. And likewise did he for all his strange wives, which burnt incense and sacrificed unto their gods. He built a high places for them so that they could worship their gods. Solomon made this choice, something he knew better than to do. But for some reason, he made the wrong choice to do these things. Daniel had to make the choice of continuing to pray and worship the Lord, the one true living God, instead of worshiping the kings of the Babylonians. If he continued to pray to his God, then they would throw him in the lion's den. But Daniel still chose to worship God. Daniel chapter 6, verse 16 through 23. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, Your God, whom you service continually, he will deliver you. And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den. And the king sealed it with his own signet. and with the signet of his lords. That means it can't be changed, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. He made that decision reluctantly because he was tricked into making that decision by some of his lords to make a decision, you know, of telling people that they had to worship the image that he had, or that, you know, they couldn't pray to any other gods except him. Well, Daniel prayed to one true God, and the lords knew that Daniel would pray to the one true God. So they had the king to build it, to make a decree. Anyone that doesn't worship their gods will be thrown in the lion's den. So everybody else worshiped their gods except Daniel. And the Lord had to do according to the decree that he made. And he had to have Daniel thrown into the lion's den. He really didn't want to, but he had to do it. That's why his sleep went from him, and he fasted the whole night. And he didn't even allow any instruments of music to be played, nothing to comfort him. Then the king rose very early in the morning in haste unto the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice, with a crying voice, he cried unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is your God whom you serve continually able to deliver you from the lions? Then said Daniel to the king, O king, live forever. My God hath sent his angel and hath shut the mouths of the lions, that they have not hurt me, for as much as before him innocency was found in me. And also before you, O king, have I done no hurt. Then was the king exceeding glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God. Daniel made the right choice and was delivered. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego also had to make a choice to either worship their image at the sound of their instruments, you know, the images of their God, the image of their God, at the sound of instruments of music, or be thrown into a furnace of fire. You see, no matter what time of day it was, once they heard the sound of music, they had to bow down to the image that was created. And anyone that didn't do that was thrown into a furnace of fire. Daniel chapter 3, verse 16 through 18. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, when the king was about to put them in there, and they said, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. They were very bold to tell the king this. They made the choice that they were going to serve their God and him alone. And so they boldly told the king. But they said that God whom we serve is able to deliver us from this fiery furnace and deliver us completely out of your hand. That's how powerful our God. Then they said, but if not, if he decides not to deliver us, be it known unto you, O king, that we will not serve your gods, nor worship the golden image which you have set up. They were very bold in this. Be it known, they said to you, no matter what happens, we will not worship your God. We will not serve your gods or worship the golden image. Praise God, they made the right choice and was not hurt at all while in the fire, because they were put in the burning furnace. They were thrown into the fire, and they even made the fire seven times hotter than usual. And they threw them in there, but no hurt was upon them. Not even the smell of smoke was on their clothing, because Jesus was right in the fire with them. They made the right choice. Many of the Pharisees knew that Jesus was truly the Messiah, but they chose to reject him because they didn't want to lose their status with Rome and with the Jews, because Jesus was a problem for them. He stood in the way of them losing everything. So they tried to do away with their problem by crucifying him, killing him, or trying to kill him, because remember, he gave his life. They really couldn't kill him. And now today, any time you tell an Israelite that they were responsible for the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, they get furious when they actually were responsible for it. The Romans carried it out, but the Pharisees were the ones moving the people to shout out, "Crucify him, crucify him." You see, the apostles had to make a choice. They had a choice to follow Jesus or not follow Jesus. Jesus came to Peter and Andrew, and this is what he said in Matthew chapter 4, verse 18 through 22. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And they straightway left their nets and followed him. They made the right choice. And going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in a ship with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets. And he called them, and they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him. They also had a choice to follow Jesus or not follow Jesus. They chose to follow him. Jesus called and chose all 12 of his apostles and sent them forth, as it is written in Mark chapter 3, verse 13 through 15. And he, Jesus, goeth up into a mountain and calleth unto him whom he would. And they came unto him, and he ordained 12 that they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach and to have power to heal sicknesses and to cast out devils. God has called and chosen you as well in this hour to send you forth to preach and demonstrate the kingdom of God. Praise God that the apostles, all those that he had ordained, they chose to follow him. And we are blessed even to this very day by their writings and their testimonies. Jesus had to make a choice also while in the Garden of Gethsemane. He had the choice of doing the Father's will or his own flesh will. Well, praise God, he made the right choice for us. He chose to do the Father's will. Luke chapter 22, verse 42, saying, "Father, if it be your will," in other words, "if you be willing, remove this cup from me." You see, Jesus really didn't want to go through all of this. "Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done." Jesus made the right choice. It was a painful choice and a lot of suffering behind it, but he made the right choice. The day is coming when we will have to make a choice. We will have a choice to walk a broad pathway or a narrow pathway, as it is written in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Make the right choice. Choose the straight and narrow way, which is better. This government of witches, antichrist, and hate groups may challenge you, trying to force you to renounce Jesus or die. They will try to force you to renounce Jesus or die, take the mark of the beast or die. This might happen. It's in the making. What will you do? Revelation 13, verse 17, and that no man might buy or sell except he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. What will you do when they challenge your faith, causing you to make a choice? Bow down to the world system, to the one world system, this one world order trying to bring about, or die. Serve Satan or die. Serve ungodly men or die for the kingdom of God. What choice will you make? Make the right choice so that your name will remain in the Lamb's book of life, because this is what happens when people make the wrong choice. Revelation chapter 20, verse 15, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life because they made the wrong choice, was cast into the lake of fire. If your name is not found in the book of life, that means that Jesus removed your name because you made the wrong choice. When the gospel of the kingdom is preached with full Holy Spirit and fire power, then people will have to make a choice. Now, when the kingdom is really preached, and when the real kingdom of God is preached, the real gospel of the kingdom, it's followed with full Holy Spirit and fire power, because we have to demonstrate the very kingdom that we're preaching about. Then people will have to make a choice. They will know of a surety that God is real. So there will be no more excuses. Those who choose the world, which is Satan's kingdom, will receive Satan's punishment, just as his demons shall receive his punishment as well. Matthew 25, verse 41. Then shall he say also unto them on the left, those who made the wrong choice, on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. The everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels, those who reject the Lord, making the wrong choice, have earned a place in the everlasting fire, the lake of fire that was prepared for the devil and his angels. People have earned a right to the lake of fire. You don't want to earn that right to go to the lake of fire, but many people who reject the Lord have sealed their own, destiny to go and receive the punishment of Satan and his demons. So make the right choice right now so you can enter into the kingdom of God, so that you can behold the glory of God and live in his presence forever. Remember, there's pleasures forevermore at God's right hand, so you want to be in his presence. God is calling you, so now you have a choice. You can hear the call and come to Jesus. Matthew 11, 28, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Make the right choice and come to Jesus so that you can enter into God's rest. Praise the Lord. Amen and amen. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. And all my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Thank you for tuning in. We really appreciate it when you tune in to our radio broadcasts, both of them, even the one on Wednesdays with T. Meyer and Tasila Christian Talk on Wednesdays. Same phone number, When you tune in to The Message of Life on HSBN.TV, we appreciate it all. And we just want you to know how much we appreciate it. Tell your friends to come back or tell your friends to dial in or click on their computers, wherever they see the post of this particular show or any of our shows. If wherever you see it, just click on it, and you can listen from your computer. Just turn it on and let her rip, okay, and have a good time. So thank you for tuning in. We are here next week, so tell everyone you know to tune in to UCA Radio at 3 p.m. Pacific time. So check your time zone wherever you are in the world and tune in. Until then, goodbye for now. We'll see you next week. Praise the Lord.
Second time around, but before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call. In him is where my strength lies.
Hey.